My name is Mark Hansel, and this is You Only Have 60 Seconds, the podcast. Session one, the mission statement. You know, in reality, everybody's got something to sell. A product, a service, a company, yourself. To make that sale, you've got to find a potential buyer and then get that potential buyer's attention. And in today's busy world, you don't have much time to get that attention, only about 60 seconds. Now, I'm not the guy that's going to help you find that great idea, perfect product, or ideal service. I'm also not going to be able to help you find your potential buyer. What I can do is give you the tools and confidence to nail that 60-second presentation, to turn that 60-second elevator pitch, that 1 minute of nerves and stumbling, to turn it into something that's so powerful, it motivates your potential buyer to say those three magical words. Tell me more. Why me? Why would you listen to me to help you with your 60-second pitch? Well, I've spent my entire life talking in 60-second blurbs, trying to convince, to sell, to entertain, to inform. As a radio personality, or a DJ, as my mother calls it, I've learned to talk in these short bursts. But all of those bursts have opens, middles, and ends, or punchlines, or maybe in the terminology we're dealing with, asks. It's a skill to be able to talk this way, a skill I've been working on for years. Malcolm Gladwell in The Outliers says, quote, "It takes roughly 10,000 hours of practice to achieve mastery in a field." Let's see, at 4 hours a day, 5 to 6 days a week, on the radio, not counting vacations, 48 weeks a year times the number of years, but divide by, well, let's put it this way, I hit that 10,000 hour mark a long time ago. It's a skill I've coached others to success on the radio, including award-winning morning shows. It's a skill I never thought would amount to anything outside of radio until I took it on the road, so to speak. I had the great experience of going into business with a partner, and I was the sales guy. And in a 60-second phone call, I convinced a potential buyer to let us come into their office, demo our products, and sell them. And we did it again and again. Then I started working with nonprofits, and a 60-second chance conversation in a coffee shop led to a CEO meeting and a large grant from a local tech firm. One of the nonprofits I was working for was Startup Weekends, and in working with startup businesses, I discovered the concept of the elevator pitch. And sooner or later, I was coaching others on how to develop their 60-second talk technique. And you know, we're not just talking about sales. From marriage proposals to difficult explanations, the 60-second rule can come in very handy. And we're not talking about improv. Your 60-second speech might sound off the cuff, but that's because you've practiced it for so long, it's just second nature to you. You think I'm just talking off the top of my head? Trust me, I have been writing this first podcast over and over again, refining and fine-tuning to make sure it comes across just right. Of course, there are many times you'll need more than 60 seconds if your goal is to make the sale, get the commitment, or convert the flock. The skills taught here will apply to your 5-minute sales presentation, your 30-minute sermon, your 45-minute earnings report, and your 90-minute keynote address. Here's my promise. Each episode of this podcast will be less than 10 minutes, most of them right around 5. Each one will focus on one specific element of the 60-second pitch. It'll include examples of 60-second pitches on a variety of issues. Later, I'll start to recruit volunteers, let them make their 60-second pitch, and then we'll critique and help. I promise to spend some time on the larger presentations, those glorious times when you need something to say after you hear those magic words. Remember those? Tell me more. I'll provide scripts of each episode on my website. Now, they won't be transcriptions because, you know, I'll still ad lib a little. Old habits die hard. And I'm looking for your comments, critiques, and feedback. The website is youonlyhave60seconds.com. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter for updates. Session 2 is entitled, Just How Long Is 60 Seconds? And here's a clue. It's a lot longer than you think. Again, the website is youonlyhave60seconds.com. My name is Mark Hansel. Thanks for listening.